This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals will have to start telling patients in advance about some types of care they don't provide. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on a new state law.
The Catholic Church runs a number of hospitals in Colorado where practitioners do not offer some sterilization services, like vasectomies and tubal ligations, or medical aid in dying. Transgender people also frequently report being turned away by healthcare providers. The new law requires hospitals and providers to proactively give patients information about any types of care they don't offer for non-medical reasons. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Calls were up last month to the student tip line Safe to Tell. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 28% when compared to March. The program received more than 3,000 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. April reports included a person reporting that several students at their school were making sexual comments and body shaming their peers. School teams investigated, and the students involved admitted to making inappropriate comments. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
What is usually a strong spring season for home buying is off to a slow start. KRCC's Shauna Lewis looks at how things are trending in southern Colorado.
The number of homes sold in both Pueblo and Colorado Springs dropped by some 25% and 30% respectively last month when compared to the same time last year. Homes are staying on the market longer, too, as potential buyers wait to see what happens with interest rates. The median home price in Pueblo has stabilized to about $315,000. In El Paso County, it's about $465,000. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The storm that's bringing rain to Metro Denver has more snow for skiing and snowboarding. Winter Park could see 18 inches of new snow before the end of the day. Interstate 70 through the mountains could be snowy through this Mother's Day weekend. And there's more rain for the Front Range and on the plains. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.